Now, the United Nations has condemned Israel for blocking the entry of all humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. Israel says it made the move because Hamas was stealing the supplies. Hamas described it as cheap blackmail. Negotiations on phase two of the ceasefire deal, under which all living Israeli hostages are due to be released and Israeli forces are due to withdraw from Gaza, were scheduled to start weeks ago but have barely begun. The Norwegian Refugee Council had been delivering aid to Gaza. That's now stopped. Shina Lowe, who's a spokesperson for the NRC, has been outlining the impact of Israel's decision.
Well, we know undoubtedly that civilians in Gaza, 2 million people, will be suffering as a result of this this suspension of the entry of aid. We know that despite a six-week ceasefire and a surge in aid that of entering, that it's nowhere near enough to meet the needs of people who were under bombardment for 15 months and where much of the infrastructure and housing has been damaged or destroyed. We know that people will die as a result of lack of food, lack of shelter materials, lack of medicine, lack of clean water.
Now, Israel's argument is that the aid is being taken by Hamas and being used by them as a way of raising funds.
We at the Norwegian Refugee Council make sure to monitor the distributions of our materials. We are on site making sure that materials go where they need to go and to civilians in need.
So you hadn't encountered anything like this?
No.
Prior to the last couple of days, what were you able to do as far as the deliveries of aid were concerned?
In terms of our work, we've helped tens of thousands of people throughout Gaza, including delivering clean drinking water daily to over 100,000 people, trucking it to displacement sites. We've provided shelter materials, tents, and sealing off kits. We've provided hygiene and cleaning kits. We conduct educational programming, provide legal aid and counseling, and provide protection services.
What's the most urgent need at the moment?
The most urgent need, of course, is to allow for the resumption of aid to get in. We need to have food to feed people. We need medicine and medical supplies to help treat people who are sick and wounded. I think it's impossible at this point to prioritize one issue when the people in Gaza for so many months were deprived of basic necessities.
We know that the law is clear. Civilians shouldn't be starved and humanitarian organizations should be allowed to deliver aid. But how can this be resolved?
First and foremost, aid should never be something to apply pressure for a political agreement. Aid is a right that Palestinian civilians have. And Israel has an obligation to facilitate its entry as the occupying power of Gaza. That's first and foremost. In terms of what needs to be done, the international community needs to put pressure on Israel to immediately reverse this decision, and then they need to put pressure on the parties to find a way to extend the ceasefire and work towards a permanent truce.
How concerned are you that those ceasefire talks, which should have been well underway by now, are really only at a tentative early stage?
Of course, it's concerning. We are desperately waiting and hoping for a long-term solution that will result in peace and dignity and rights for people in the Middle East. We know that the parties need to take this seriously and that there needs to be pressure applied to come to a long-term agreement.
That was Shina Lowe of the Norwegian Refugee Council.